Let's catch up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We join her each month to look ahead to some audio-described theatre events and even some events at museums and galleries as well. Anne, thanks again for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Ellen.
And we are off to Keswick to Theatre by the Lake, first of all.
Yep, Theatre by the Lake, it's one of the most beautiful settings for a theatre. The theatre is almost on the shore of the lake, so it's a lovely place to come and maybe spend a night or two there. This is a new play which has been done in London and then is going out on tour. It's quite a hard-hitting story. It's about an 11-year-old unaccompanied asylum seeker sent on a perilous journey across the Adriatic with a gang of people smugglers to find a new life, whatever that new life will be, in Europe. And he wonders how his dad could have let him go. He says, "I was too young, I was too weak to make this journey. I don't know why he sent me. He wouldn't have sent me unless there was a really good reason." It's very topical with what's going on just in the world generally. And it was performed in Scotland as part of the festival, and it had rave reviews and lots of stars for the performances. So if you want something to think about, quite a serious piece, then I would certainly recommend that one. So that's How Not to Drown, and it's being performed up in Keswick with audio description on the 2nd of March. That's an evening performance. And then it's also being performed with audio description, as I mentioned, that's at Oldham Coliseum. And that is on the 25th of March. And that's a matinee performance. So two chances to catch that one.
Now, we will give some contact details a little bit later, and people can get in touch with you and see all the shows you're describing. There's lots and lots of them. Now, a bit of a flip side. We started with quite a serious story, as you said, and let's move on to a favourite of mine. It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
So this is starting a tour. It's a big new musical, and we're describing it in Milton Keynes Theatre, but hopefully, and we do have a few bookings at various places around the UK that it's going to. So hopefully there'll be a chance to come along. And it's always great fun to describe a show that is very accessible and going to be enjoyed by all people of all ages. So it is, of course, the story of Charlie, little Charlie, who wins this golden ticket to go to the chocolate factory. All the other characters, the not so lovely children that he joins on his trip with Willy Wonka. And I just think it's one of those great stories that every child, and maybe quite a few adults as well, has wished, "Oh, I would love to get a golden ticket, and I would love to go to the chocolate factory, and I would love to have all these sweets." So it is, of course, very lively, very colourful, very energetic, lots of inventive staging, some use of projections, lots of dance, lots of singing. And so get your golden ticket and come along.
Oh, love the film, the Gene Wilder film especially. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just think of who were the bad children again? Was it there was Augustus Gloop?
And what's the girl called?
Oh, Violet Beauregard.
Violet, yeah.
And Veruca Salt and Mike TV.
Fantastic names, aren't they? A real imagination to come up with those, and it tells you what they're like just in their names. So this one, our first audio description of it is on the 22nd at Milton Keynes Theatre, and that's an evening show. And we've just had confirmation that we will have a touch tour. So that will be at 6 o'clock for the touch tour. So that promises to be quite fun as well.
Excellent. Now we're going to finish off, Anne, with a look at, I suppose, the growth of audio description, really, isn't it, in terms of sort of museums and galleries and other art venues as well. Because we'll talk a lot about the theatres and musicals and things like that. But great that more venues themselves, you know, attractions, if you like, are doing this too.
Yes, it's great. I've done a little bit of work now with National Trust properties. So I'm going to be doing some training for a place called Sutton House, which is in Hackney. It's one of those places that you wouldn't know was there really, but it dates back to 1535. So it's a Tudor house. Apparently, it was built for an aide of Thomas Cromwell, and it's been all kinds of things that merchants have lived there. It's been a school, it's been a public institution. And so this is an opportunity for their staff and volunteers to be trained in audio description. They've been looking at their kind of overall offer, the information they send out in advance, the directions on their website. And this is very much about how they will greet people, which routes they will go through on the house, what pieces of furniture and what items and objects people might be allowed to touch on their visit, and just ensuring that the staff and the volunteers feel that they are fully equipped so that they can describe the rooms, the paintings, the furniture, and everything that there is on offer there, including a courtyard. There's a courtyard with all kinds of bits and pieces in it, chosen to celebrate Hackney's industrial history. And in a similar vein, I'm also working with several museums and galleries in Cambridge. And I should probably mention as well that on the 25th of February at Tate Liverpool, we're doing an audio describe tour there. It's for a Turner exhibition, but a contemporary artist has written a soundscape or has composed a soundscape which accompanies the paintings. So it will be quite immersive. So there'll be the sound and the music to listen to, but also I'll be giving description of the paintings.
If people would like info on the many, many, many theatre productions and visitor attractions that you work with and that are coming up, how do people get the info? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can always check out our website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. On there is a news page which gets updated every month, and also there's a calendar with shows and events right through into next year, would you believe? Follow us on Facebook, Mind's Eye Description, and on Instagram, the same, Mind's Eye Description, or on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts.
Fantastic, and look forward to catching up with you again next month. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.